Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I like Moose Knuckle.
I will destroy them all.
Hello and welcome to The Coordinate. I'm Tyler and I'm your host for the day, and I'll be talking about Chainsaw Man, Episode 7, A Taste of a Kiss. And that's probably a good place to start the episode, is what does a kiss taste like? And if you're dingy, yeah, I think he said it best when he said, the puke girl gave me a vomit kiss. Yeah, so that was gross as hell. Yeah, so Digi gets his first kiss for killing the Infinity Devil, I believe it was called, and Himeno, I believe is her name, that's Eye Patch Girl, Puke Girl. Yeah, she vomits straight up into his mouth, and Denji swallows it, and Power makes a comment that Denji will swallow anything that's, like, mildly nutritious, and yeah, so that's real gross, but I guess Denji is in the most unique of positions, because him, like, living on the streets and eating, like, trash food, there's a point where he's having a flashback to, like, his earlier days with he's with his chainsaw dog, and he's mocking some rats for eating a drunk person's puke, and he's eating food out of a trash can. I guess his ability to stomach disgusting things makes him uniquely positioned for using his chainsaw powers, because when he's inside of the Infinity Devil, he's like biting off chunks of it so that he can consume its blood to keep doing more chainsaw stuff, and he's commenting how disgusting it is. So I guess if anybody else had those powers, they might not be able to overcome the disgusting nature of it, because even if he's a devil, and you know, I don't know if he like ate human blood in that form if it would taste good, but I kind of think maybe it would to him because he is a devil at that point. But yeah, so I guess that's I thought this episode was going to be like 99% like this big fight between Denji and this infinite devil, but it's like, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes of the fight between them, and then the rest is them getting drinks, which is kind of cool. I thought that was more interesting than a big fight. We do see lots of cool little flashy things in the fight. There's lots of good lines. Denji says at one point, Denji gets knocked out inside of the infinite devil thing, and Himeno pulls his chain using her ghost arm, which was a really cool scene. And then Denji gets back up and he says that he is a perpetual motion machine, and that he's going to get the Nobel Prize, which was a nice call back to Power talking about wanting to get the Nobel Prize for, I don't remember what stupid thing she was talking about, but it also kind of seemed like maybe too smart of a joke for Denji to make. I kind of wouldn't expect him to know what a Nobel Prize is, and even more so what a perpetual motion machine is. But it's kind of a big word for Denji, who we learn in this episode can't read that good. Not that illiteracy is funny, but yeah, it seems like too smart of a joke for him. So yeah, apparently he fights this devil for like 3 days, but fortunately they don't make us see all of that, because it just seems like it's a lot of him just slicing and dicing, and it's just like a big flesh room, and it's not particularly interesting looking. There's a lot of faces, but yeah, he just slices this devil up for 3 days to the point where it's like, please kill me, and it gives him his heart for it to kill. And yeah, then they can walk out of the building. And when Denji gets out of the building, he's talking about, like, it's a beautiful day. He's got this this gun devil bit. And then he's like, I feel so good. It's like as if I had taken a huge shit. That seems like a more on-brand joke for Denji than the whole perpetual motion thing. So within that fight, Himeno has... I'm probably saying her name wrong, but Himeno. 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 It's better than Eye Patch Girl, right? Himeno has like a flashback to where she's talking to her master. I don't know his name, but we see him later in the episode. And he's talking about how the devil hunters that are like too focused and just like normal are the ones who die. Good devil hunters are the ones who devils fear because they can't figure out what they're thinking. They're not scared of them. And those are the ones who are a little unhinged and crazy because you can't know what a crazy person's thinking. And he has a good line about, because apparently he's an alcoholic. He's not condoning alcoholism, but he has a good line about like needing to unscrew the screws a little bit every day to, you know, stay unhinged, which is what you need to do apparently to be a good devil hunter. That is when Himeno knows that Denji is going to be the one who kills the gun devil because he's the craziest person she's ever met, which makes things that happen later interesting. Because I guess she's into a crazy person, maybe. This episode sets up a lot of things that I'm like interested to see. So the previous episode, we learned that Aki has a sword that apparently has like some secret power it's going to be so powerful that it's going to like cut his life in half or something. So that's something that we have to see later, right? The guy that's in Himeno's team, his name's Array. I'm not really sure, but he has a contract with the Fox Demon that Aki has a contract with also. But apparently the Fox Devil is like into humans, and she only gives the hot ones the ability to use her head. I'm guessing that because she gets to see them in that moment. I don't know. So I'm curious to see what Array, whatever his name is, what bit he gets to use. It could be something comical.
Wow, that's a pretty big butt.
So Bill was calling her Kenobi, and that is not her name. It is very similar. Kobini. So Kobini, she has a contract, but it's a secret. So it's probably going to be something dope as hell or lame. The last episode, both of those characters, I was like, we're probably going to see them die, aren't we? And like, relatively soon, but they got fleshed out more in this episode, and so I'm hopeful we'll see more of them, because like I really like the scene with I'm gonna call him Airy, I don't know how to pronounce it, but him helping Denji like puke in the bathroom after Himeno gives him the puke kiss. It's like a sweet moment. He's talking about how he's jealous of Denji, and Denji's like, how the hell could you be jealous of me? My first kiss tasted like puke. And I can't really remember why he was jealous. I think it had to do with his devil hunting abilities, but he was talking about his mom being an alcoholic and helping her puke, and you know, it gave him a lot more depth, and it feels like maybe him and Denji will have more in common. You know, I always saw of him and Kobini previously were like them being okay with killing Denji and kind of just looking down on him, but it made it seem like they think of him more as equals in that moment. And yeah, I think they could be interesting characters in the future.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So other things that happened in this episode, Makima, a couple of interesting things with her. We find out at the end of the episode, potentially, likely Aki has the hots for her also, which makes the fight, with Denji when they first meet make a lot more sense. Cause he's like telling Denji that he's not good enough for her. Yeah. The other thing is apparently apparently she knows more about Denji or Denji's devil ability than she's letting on, because Aki and Himeno are questioning like what's Denji's deal, because the Infinity Devil was after Denji. He was after, you know, the Chainsaw Devil. And the question is why? Makima, it's like, okay, I'll tell you if you can, like, outdrink me. And of course they can't. And she seems completely sober, which, you know, makes me... I'm thinking she is herself maybe a devil or has some kind of devil abilities. I mean, that would explain why she would know more about Denji, right? If she also herself had some kind of powers. I don't know, the eyes, the ability to drink, something's fishy. But I don't know. Maybe not. But yeah, so she knows something. And the way the devil's speaking about Denji sounds like he had met the Chainsaw Devil before, and it was much more strong than what Denji is right now. So it makes me think that maybe there was another Chainsaw Devil at some point. I'm kind of confused how devils work in this universe, because there seems to be, you know, like, Denji fought the Bat Devil, but, like, is there only one Bat Devil? Because I could see there being room for more than one Bat Devil in the universe, but maybe not. So if we assume that Denji is the only current Chainsaw Devil, I'm thinking, like, maybe his chainsaw dog maybe fused with another person before, and they were the first Chainsaw Man, and maybe they were just stronger because they had been at it longer. Or maybe they just weren't, you know, like a malnourished 16-year-old. So they were, you know, stronger themselves, or they just knew how to use the powers. So yeah, speaking about Denji being 16, that brings me to probably one of my final points in this episode, which is Himeno makes a big deal about Denji being too young to drink when she finds out that he's 16, because they, so the rookies all have to introduce themselves, and they give their name, their age, their hobbies, and if they have a contract with the devil. And Denji is 16, enjoys sleeping and eating, and yeah, that's about it. But yeah, so she learns he's 16, and she's like, oh my god, are you not, you're not drinking, are you? And he's like, just tea. Then at the end of the episode, she carries him to her house, and Denji wakes up confused with her on top of him. And a couple of questions there. I guess Denji got drunk off of her vomit. I mean, she drank a lot, so they showed him swallowing it, which is disgusting. So yeah, I guess Denji got drunk off of her vomit, and then somehow she was still more sober than him and was able to carry him home. Which I get. I stopped drinking when my wife was pregnant, and by, like, stopped drinking, I just mean, like, I didn't want to drink because she couldn't drink, and then our kid got here, and I know Bill said he gave up coffee, but I don't know how the fuck you could give up coffee and be a parent, because there's nights where I get, like, 3 hours of sleep, and they're not even good at, like, a good 3 hours of sleep. I drink so much coffee. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So if I drink alcohol, I just fall asleep. Yeah, for Thanksgiving, we had Thanksgiving with a friend, and they kept feeding a champagne, and I'm really surprised I didn't, like, fall, like, get super drunk, because I drank a lot of champagne. And my point was that if you haven't drank before, you don't drink often, like, I understand, like, your tolerance does drop, because I can, like, get drunk off of a single beer these days, which is insane, considering I used to be able to drink pretty decently. So yeah, I understand from that aspect, like, Denji getting drunk, but it's still just off of the vomit, that's disgusting. But so Denji wakes up in Himeno's house with her on top of him, and she asks him if he wants to do it, and the episode ends. And so I don't know how old she is, but she is presumably older than Denji and probably Aki, because she was probably not quite a veteran, but she wasn't a rookie. She had lost like 3 partners by the time she met Aki. So she's probably mid-20s, and she makes a big deal out of Denji being too young to drink, but then she wants to have sex with him, and she's either fucking with him or really drunk and about to make a huge mistake. And I don't know, it's a weird one. I'm not gonna cast judgment on this right now, we'll just see where things go, but yeah, I don't know. Anime loves sexualizing young people, and this is the first time I've really seen it with like with a dude, so that's something. But yeah, so that's that. final thoughts. Oh, we have the ending credits. I know Bill likes to talk about it, and he likes to overlay a song, but I'm not going to overlay the song right now because I don't have time. But I would like to hear what Bill thought about this one, because the theme for it was like Nintendo, Super Nintendo, JRPG looking, and Bill loves those. Bill has a podcast that he's done for a while, COD. It's gone through a couple of iterations. It was RPG Golden Years, then it was RPG After Years, and it's about to become something slightly different. Yeah, so Bill's a real big fan of JRPGs, and I feel like he probably loved this ending, especially the part where there was rainbow vomit. But yeah, that's my thoughts for this week. I read somewhere there's 12 episodes this season, so we're at just over the halfway point with episode 7. I don't know, it seemed kind of like a slow grind. I'm enjoying the show, but I can't see, in those 5 remaining episodes, I can't see Denji making it to the Gun Devil and defeating it and it being satisfying. So I'm very, very curious to see how things go from here. I feel like he needs to grow a lot as a person, a devil hunter, a character, to be able to take on this Gun Devil. So maybe the Gun Devil is like a larger villain and it will take, you know, like a couple of seasons before he makes it there. Or maybe I'm overthinking things and, you know, he gets there, he kills it. Cool beans. But yeah, that's it. So you can follow us. You can follow us on Twitter. I, like Bill mentioned, I deleted my personal Twitter because, yeah, I just think Elon Musk is a dickhead. And really what it was when he like brought back Trump. He like did this poll and it was just like so stupid after he said he was going to like make a board to like decide who gets to come back and like analyze what harm they could cause, blah, blah, blah. And then he makes a poll on his own personal Twitter and expects it to be like non-biased when obviously people that follow Elon Musk are more right-leaning. So that's the way that the poll is going to go. And it was just incredibly stupid. And I'm just like, I don't really need Twitter. Yeah, I'll just go use Instagram. That's also owned by a shitty billionaire, but whatever. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh yeah, you can follow us on CoordinatePod at Gmail. You can follow us at CoordinatePod on Twitter if you want to. We don't really use it much, but it's still there. If you want to email us at CoordinatePod@gmail.com and we'll respond to you and probably read your email out here. Join our Discord at probablywork.com/Discord, which will hopefully still be running. I have to purchase all the like hosting and stuff for the website this weekend if I remember to. But yeah, until next time, don't get caught up by a chainsaw. Vroom, vroom.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Each week, my friends and I will discuss games from the NES to the SNES. Games like
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Super Metroid,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
A Link to the Past,
F-Zero,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a Podcasters Assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network, where we'll be replaying and discussing some of our favorite video games from our childhood.
So join us on the Super Switch Club. where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.